Well, hello people. Now, I've made a video like this before, but I'm going to make another one because nobody listened to the other one. They probably won't listen to this one either. But whatever, I'm going to carry on. Now, I remember talking to some people, you know, I have friends, you know, well, acquaintances, and I used to use the word woke, and they kind of looked at me with a blank expression because they didn't know what the hell it was. I guess they weren't in the loop. But it wasn't well known a few years ago, but it sure is now. And I think everybody's heard the expression, go woke, get broke. But where in the hell did woke come from? Well, as I've said in my other video, wokeness comes from femons. If you think about it, you can go back in time, if you're old enough. Maybe you had a wife or a long-term girlfriend. They were already a bit woke, weren't they? No, wokeness definitely comes from a femon brain, because it's far too illogical to come from a male brain. You see, the thing is femons have got their hooks into a lot of businesses and places, and they push their wokeness. And because these femons have been given good positions in the companies, because of diversity or whatever, the company's policies become woke. But wokeness is a destroyer, isn't it? I've never seen wokeness actually work. Some of them are great ideas, but they wouldn't work in practice. But they put them in practice anyway, and they fail badly. Oh, of course, remember the saying, the future is femons. Well, if it is, we're done, aren't we? We're finished. Because wokeness will destroy pretty much everything, as it has done up to now. And as femons don't like taking responsibility or accountability, they pretend it's okay, and they do it again and again, until the company actually runs out of money, or customers, or both. Well, of course, it's not just companies that wokeness is affecting. There's some policies in the government now, too, and they don't work either. It's almost if they're purposely trying to destroy society. The first thing you notice when woke policies come into play is your quality of life goes down. The police force in the UK, especially down in the south, have woke policies now. And it means that the criminals have the upper hand, because now they have more rights than their victims. Places that used to be safe are not anymore. You see, a lot of people thought wokeness was just destroying businesses and franchise, but it's actually destroying our way of life. I mean, Bud Light was destroyed by wokeness. By a femon, and it may never recover. And I, for one, don't care. But think about how destructive wokeness is. Bud Light was going for God knows how many years, and it destroyed that in just a couple of months, or even less. If you guys out there don't believe that wokeness comes from femons, then tell me where you think it comes from. But it's going to take a lot of persuading, because I'm hell-bent on the idea that wokeness comes from the femon brain. Because it's all gobbledygook. Take it easy, fellas.